I want to follow up on a story that I shared with you guys last week, and this is something that's really got me concerned about my household and my wife. Ever since the last few months, my wife has turned into a different person. I don't know if this is some kind of midlife crisis or what's going on, but I don't know how to deal with it. She has been acting in ways that are not normal for her.
Well, it's time she caught up with you. She's been putting up with you for years.
She used to be very much in line with me about making sure that the only pet we had in the house was our one dog. Mm. And no matter how much our kids begged for other pets, we stood firm and resolute together that we were a one-dog family. Then, somewhere along the way, my daughter convinced her to let us get a pair of ferrets. Mm-hmm. Let me warn you, ferrets are not a pet that you should get without doing a lot of research, because they have turned out to be a lot of work.
Quick question. Hamsters or ferrets?
Hamsters.
Because?
Because ferrets are a ton of work. They poop constantly.
Okay. And you don't put them in a cage, right? Like hamsters are contained in that little cage,
right?
The tunnels.
You can put ferrets in a cage, but you have to let them roam around a lot too, or they'll get bored.
So they kind of roam through your house.
They are starting to roam more and more freely every day.
But your kids, that they're pets, they're taking care of them, right? Picking up after them, right?
Mostly, yes. But I mean, even so, they poop a lot.
So like you're getting out of bed and finding a little pellet somewhere.
They don't do pellets, Heidi.
What do?
They do big wet piles.
Okay, another quick question.
Ugh.
Miniature pony or ferrets?
Miniature pony. Okay. So now we've gone another step further down this deep tunnel, this rabbit trail, whatever you want to call it.
Okay.
And we've somehow adopted this cat that showed up at our house. This cat came to our back door, and my dog wisely chased it off, but then it came back, and it looked like something had wounded its back, like a dog had bitten it or something. Much bigger dog than ours.
You know what? Don't you feel like you need to hear In the Arms of an Angel by Sarah McLachlan as he's telling the story?
That would probably be appropriate.
Please help.
Maybe
animals.
You could just sing it or something. But while I saw this cat, my wife said, "Oh my gosh, we've got to take it to the vet and see if it's okay." I said, "Well, I was joking about you."
I didn't know you were joking.
Yes. So she took it to the vet to see if it had one of those microchips, and unfortunately, it did not. Now, our vet, Dr. Pursley at Barkingham Pet Palace, he said that this looks to be an indoor cat. It's about 2 years old, so somebody has lost their pet cat, and we want to get it back to them, or at least I do, really bad. But my daughter wants it to be her pet. So it came back the other day with even more of the fur missing, and so they took it back to the vet, and this time they actually paid money for treatment. They paid like $80 for the vet to see him and to get a prednisone shot, because they think it has allergies, and that's why its back is losing hair. And so now we're paying for medical treatment for this cat.
So the cat's not got any back hair. Does it kind of look like a cul-de-sac or one of those monks? You know how the monks have a bald head on top?
And it's on his shoulders, and it looks horrible. You just see raw skin down there.
Yeah.
But so my daughter actually went to the vet with my wife and paid part of the bill. I only had to pay half, because she paid the last $40 she had to help this cat out.
That's amazing.
I know,
that
it is.
She would do that.
I know, right? Wow. I was like, you shouldn't have gone unless you had all $80.
No.
So how are you going to look into her eyes and tell her no when she says,
I'm good
can
at
we
it.
Keep
I'm
the cat.
Mean. I'm a mean person.
Well, the cat's been there for 3 weeks. You're really good at it.
Well, the cat's still outdoor cat. I got that going for me. It's not in the house
yet,
and I'm keeping my dog trained to chase it every time.
Now, I'm gonna go back to something. You really made her pay $40?
I didn't make her pay. She wanted to pay the $40.
Really?
I even told her she didn't have to, and I offered to give her money back, and she wouldn't take it.
Wow.
I know, that's messed
something.
Up.
Your wife's doing something right.
Anyway, so I don't understand what's going on. I don't know why my wife wants to add another pet. I don't understand why the person who owned this cat has not come forward.
Okay, we got a bigger question. Why'd she marry you?
that's when she changed. I thought that's what she was going.
I got a new song. Old Tom Steele had a farm.
E-I-E-I-O.
And on that farm he had a
ferret.
E-I-E-I-O.
With a duke duke here and a duke duke there. Here a duke, there a duke, everywhere a duke duke.
Well, we hope it all works out for you. Okay.
Yeah, good luck.
There you go.